We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, and we are continuing the sugya of shkagas, complicated sugyas, but if you hold cup, it's not so hard. And we are starting Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, five lines from the top, the two dots. Itma, we learned. Ochol shnei zeisei chelev v'helev echad. Someone who ate two kezeisim of chelev and one forgetting. V'noy deloy ala rishon. And he realizes now he ate chalev on the first time. Let's say he ate chalev on Sunday and on Monday, each day of chalev, without knowing that there's something is a chalev. Then on Tuesday he realized on Sunday he ate chalev. Then v'chaz v'noy d'la asheni. And afterwards he realized he ate on Monday also. So Rabbi Yechon Amar Chayev Shtayim, you have two chatoyis, even though it was one helim, but since the idea, when you found out about it, it was two different times. Say chayev shtayim. Shlok hashom ain't a chayev achas. Only chayev one. You only chayev one chatas. And Gemara will say drushes and explain in a second. Just want to speak out that before we had nidim with a bay of a rava, and there it sounded like that even if you found out in between, still maybe the carbon works for both. So it sounds like a shlokish. So we'll explain as we go along that there could be a way that everyone will agree, and everyone will agree that the kapara works on both of them, even Rabbi Yechanan. We'll speak that out, because it has Shaykhis to Gemara before. So Akaponim, here we have a case, ate two Zeis Echelev, one Helem. He forgot Sunday and Monday, he forgot Inali Echelev, because I said Sunday, because I said Monday. Tuesday he realizes Sunday did Avera. And then he realizes later on Wednesday that on Monday did Avera. So Rabbi Yechanan says Chayev two Chatois, and Shaykhis says Chayev one. Rabbi Yechanan says Chayev. It says in the pasuk al chatosay vehevi. It's mashman evi chatos, special pasuk, extra pasuk. Mashman each chatos you bring a carbon. Rav Lakish on a potter says me chatosay v'nisachloy. That even if you only brought the carbon on part of your chatos, that's enough. Even only brought a carbon on part of your chatos v'nisachloy, that's enough. Even brought a carbon on part of the chatos, that is enough. So, and therefore he says that one carbon is enough, even though it's only part of the kabbalah, one carbon will be enough. So, the Gemara, Rav Shlakish, what do you do with the pasuk? It's mashma, you bring for every single aver, you bring a carbon. What do you do with the actual pasuk? So, the Gemara, Rav Shlakish, hulacha kapara. That's the way after kapara. That means, if you realized on Tuesday that you ate on Sunday chalev, and what you did was, you brought a carbon. And then, after you brought the carbon, you realized the next day, that on Monday you ate chalev. So then already it's too late, you have to bring a new carbon now. You can't use that first carbon if you didn't even know about it, b'shas ma'isa. So that's what it's for, hevi lach kapara. Rav Yechanan now, that we're assuming means that if you're Rav Yechanan, you always have to bring two. Nami aksiv mechatos v'nesachlo, it's mashmah, even if you bring a mixas of the chatos, it's enough. What do you use that for? Hachamay skin, it's a special case like this. Hachamay skin, it's a kazayis v'mechza. You ate a kazayis v'mechza. You ate on Sunday 1.5 kezesim of chalev. And then you realized on Monday, that yesterday on Sunday, you ate one kezayis. But you didn't remember about the half a kezayis. You realized you ate one kezayis of chalev. But you didn't remember about the half a kezayis. You didn't realize that. And then you went ahead and ate another half a kezayis before realizing the first half a kezayis. So now, maybe the two Zaysim, half Zaysim, should be starved to one Zayis, because on my side, I still didn't realize it yet, still didn't alam on that. Kamash Walon, no, that there, Rabbi Yechon will agree that one Chatas covers everything, and what's the reason? So Rashi explains, because since, if you would have brought the carbon, so you would have covered the, even though you didn't know about the half, would have covered the half, because the half is insignificant. So therefore, the idea, that, the, therefore, even without the idea, if I brought a carbon on the one Zayis, it covers the half a Zayis, And you have some chapa that, and you can't bring now a new carbon for the next kezayis. But if you ate two kezayisim on Sunday and you only realized about one, and you realized it, you won't bring a carbon. You realized it, then that carbon will not cover the second kezayis. Since you had an idea mechalak, since you had different ideas, you realized that you did the avera, the idea will be mechalak. So we come out fear of shlokas. Idea is not mechalak. Only if you actually bring kapara is mechalak. And according to Rav Yechanan, idea is mechalak. But now the Gemara is going to analyze the Mechlekes a little more. Let's finish the Gemara before. Hakam Ha'eskin Yosh Ocha Kazayis Mechzav Noidla Kazayis V'chaz Ocha Kazayis Kachatzi Zayis Acha B'alam Yosh Hasheni Ma'o Teim Letzarif Which Min Starif Kaman Shlon. It's not Metzarif. Why not? Like we said, because since if you would have brought the carbon, it would have covered the half of Zayis, so the half of Zayis is insignificant and it won't be Metzarif with the next half of Zayis. Om Le Ravina Le Rashi He wants to know what exactly. Let's analyze the Chagas Reichner and Shlokish. What is the case? Amar Avinu Ravashi, this Yadale Koidem Afrosh Pligi is the Machlokish where he. Let's say again, the case was Sunday and Monday ate Chalev, and he didn't realize it. Kazai is Chalev on Sunday, Kazai on Monday. Tuesday, he realized he ate on Sunday Chalev. And then, before the Hafrasha, he remembered that he ate on Monday. So it was two different ideas. He figured it out two different times. Maybe that's what Machlekes is. The Maras of Ideas Mechalkes. One time in the holds that the idea, Dos Kufa, that I found out I did the Avera, is Mechalek, the two, and it needs two carbonas. Omar Savar, Shlokos, no, Hafrosh is Mechalkos. Only if you mafresh a carbon, does that make it now they need new carbon for the next Yediyah. Aval, Fidus version, Aval Achla Hafrosh, and Maidar Shlokos Avechron, Chayiv Shtayim. Everyone agrees that if you mafresh already for Sunday's Avera, and then you remember about Monday's Avera, it's Zichu won't cover. Maybe that's a cool yam, it's not even Machlekes. Oy Dilma, this Yad Lach Hafrosh, the argument after Hafrosh. The mass of Afrosha smachalakas, that Afrosha makes it in two different areas. The mass of a kapara is machalakas, that kapara is machalak the two. Only if you bring a carbon is machalak. Aval koidem Afrosha, but maybe before Afrosha, and then you find out a second one before you do a mafresh, maidem yechron shlokas, even Rav Yechron is maidem shlokas in chayvel achas. Even he'll be maidem one. Oidom of bein vizu machalakas. Maybe both of them machalakas. So that's the shayla. So let's just make this clear. That's klar if you bring a kapara for Sunday's chaylev, and then you realize that Monday's chaylev, for sure you have to bring another carbon. Everyone agrees. That's for sure. And for sure, if you have no yediyah yet, and you find that both Sunday and Monday at the same time, you bring a carbon, it covers both. That's for sure also. The shayla is that in between the two cases. One case is I found out about one, then found out another one. The other case would be is I was found out about it, and I was mafresh for Sunday, then I found out about Monday. So it could be both those cases of Machlekes, or one of those cases of Machlekes and Rechon Shlokes. So what are the three tzad? The three tzad are maybe the Machlekes is Koidem Afrosha, but after Afrosha, everyone agrees it's called a Chiluk, it makes a Chiluk. Or everyone agrees before Afrosha, it's not a Chiluk, and after Afrosha is Machlekes and Rechon Shlokes, or both are Machlekes. That's the three tzad in the Gemara. Or Malay, so you want to make a Raya. Mistabra, it must be the Bnei HaGemara learned that it was both were Machlekes. Why? Mistabra, Bemzu, Bemzu, Machlekes. If the Bnei Gemara learned that the whole Machlokes is before Afrosha, if you're mafresh for Sundays, everyone agrees you have to bring a new one for Monday. So why do we have to zetzayin the pasuk of Alcha Tosoy for Acha Kapara? The Gemara before said, Ademukle Kro Acha Kapara, look me Acha Afrosha. We had a problem before. What does Rosh Lachos do with the Pasuk Achatasev? So you know what it's talking about? Well, you brought a kapara ready for Sundays. I have a better case. You were mafresh for Sundays. Even that alone is enough. And since he didn't say that, Vais Dois, Rosh Lachos, argues on a case of Hafrasha. So it must be that he argues by after Hafrasha. So that's for sure. Now, how do you know he argues, even Rav Yechon argues before Hafrasha? But if you say the opposite, if you say like the opposite, that frosha is mechalikus, and koydem afrosha, moider v'yechon ashlokish, and chayav la'achas. So the mukil lekro, we have a problem with the pasuk. It says mechatosai. That's mashma. You can bring a part of it and it works. So we have to say a whole case with a kzayis in half. The mukil lekro, but kzayis semech. So look, we koydem afrosha. Say the cases before afrosha, and there before afrosha, and you had your two different ideas. You found out about it two different times. If Rabbi Yechon agreed over there, so say that's the pasuk of Mechatase. So Gemara wants to make a raya from the Bnei Gemara that the Machlek is Rabbi Yechon Shlokos by both cases. So to Gemara, the Dilma Sfukim is Safkale. Maybe the Bnei Gemara we weren't sure. And they were saying like this, Im Tim Suleim Akama Koidim Afrosha Pligi Ba. They were saying to themselves like this, if the Machlokes is before Afrosha, so Rabbi Yechon, hey, Mukhal HaKro, what does Rabbi Yechon do with the Pasuk? He can't say it's talking about Koidim Afrosha, because even there he holds Yechayiv too. So what's the Pasuk Mechatasai? It must be because Zai is a Mechza. And they said, if the Machlokes is after Afrosha, so then Rosh Lakish can't say the Pasuk of Al-Chatasai is talking about after Afrosha, because even there Rosh Lakish holds one Chatas is sufficient. So we have Al-Chatasai Pligi, Rosh Lakish, hey, Mukhal HaKro. What he possessed in the pasuk, for la'ach kapara, and that's why we said the things that were vadayim. We said that Rav Shlokos sure has a way to learn the pasuk for ach kapara. We're not sure about ach afrosha what Rav Shlokos holds, and with the pasuk of mechatase, Rav Yechon for sure kazet zayin by kazayis semechza. We have kazayis semechza, then another half is zayis by halomai shel sheni. That was for sure. You could Zetzarani. That I know for sure. The in betweens, the Afrasha, Kodem Afrasha, Acha Afrasha, we're not sure about if they argue both cases. Therefore, we decided we're not going to Zetzarani because we're not sure about that. Akana Gemara of Yerkanan Rashlakish. Just go back before to speak out a second. Before you had a Gemara Baiva Rav of Ksira and Trina. Ksira and Trina, and they did not Ksira and Trina, but Shigas Malachas. And it was Mashma there that they both held that if you bring a carbon for one of them, it covers both of them. So, Rashad, what are we talking about? So, if we're talking about that one covers both, if it's before Afrasha, we could say that really it's going Sire Rechon Rashlakish, because Rechon Rashlakish only argue after Hafrasha. But before Hafrasha, everyone agrees one carbon works for both. So it could be a different ideas, and one carbon works for both. So that's how you can learn the Gemara before, that you found out about both before the Hafrasha. And if you want to on the Gemara here, there is no Machlokes Rechon Rashlakish when it's before Hafrasha. That's one way to learn the Gemara before. Or you could say Gemara is talking about after Hafrasha, and we're going to Rashlakish that holds that even if you're Mafrish for one thing, and then you find out the next thing, that carbon could still go on both, even the thing that I found out subsequent to the Hafrasha, afterwards the Hafrasha. So that's the way. Rashi says two pshat and learn over here. In actuality, if you look at Rashi, daf ayin on a base, the bottom Rashi, Rashi teaches there that you are mafrish achatas on one of the things. That's what Rashi says. So Rashi is taking sides over here and looks like he's learning this Gemara, dafkal fri ashlokish, because the only one who holds that Hafrasha, even after Hafrasha, still one carbon is sufficient, is only Rashlokish. So it looks like Rashi is learning that Sugar Rashlokish. This is the Marsha's Ha'ara on Rashi over here on Ein Aleph on Beis, who says that that Gemara before could go Sai Rechon Rashlokish and before Hafrasha, or after Hafrasha and Rashlokish. It looks like before, Rashi assumed that it's going according to Rashlokish.